statewide efforts to reform policing are the focus of a three-day marathon of hearings before the state Senate's Judicial Proceedings Committee. The hearings start this afternoon, and they will focus on issues related to body cameras, police discipline, and use of force policies. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports.
It's unusual for state lawmakers to hold bill hearings outside of the annual 90-day General Assembly session, which begins in January. But Senator Will Smith, who chairs the Judicial Proceedings Committee, says this is an unusual time.
Given the events nationally and here in Maryland, from Freddie Gray to the present, these issues are something that we can't afford to wait until session to grapple with. So we're having early hearings so that we can take immediate action once the session reconvenes in January.
Over the 3 days, the committee expects to hear testimony on 15 bills. Among the slate of bills on today's agenda is one restricting when law enforcement can use physical or deadly force, and another creating a duty to intervene when a police officer sees a fellow officer using excessive force. Law enforcement groups have fought past efforts to create statewide use of force policies and training requirements. They want each agency to set its own rules.
Managing uses of force by police officers is one of the most difficult challenges facing law enforcement agencies.
Riverdale Park Police Chief David Morris spoke on behalf of the Maryland Chiefs of Police Association at a hearing before a House committee last month. He said sometimes physical force is unavoidable.
The responsibility of law enforcement officers to enforce the law, protect the public, and guard their own safety and that of innocent bystanders is very challenging. Interactions with uncooperative subjects who are physically resistant present situations that may quickly deteriorate.
But Senator Smith says there must be strong statewide use of force rules so that officers can be held to a high standard.
I'm under no delusion that that's going to be an easy conversation, but I think, again, the time has come that we're, as a state, must put in a uniform standard for use of force and also institute more training that is actually enforceable.
One of the most controversial issues is slated for Thursday. The hearing will consider two bills related to the Law Enforcement Officers' Bill of Rights, a law protecting officers during internal investigations. One proposed bill includes numerous changes. For example, it removes some of the hurdles to filing a complaint against an officer. It also reduces the time an officer has to hire a lawyer before being interviewed during a misconduct investigation from 5 days to 3. Another bill would repeal the law completely. If it's repealed, Smith says, it needs to be replaced.
There are at least 148 law enforcement agencies across the state, and the Law Enforcement Officers Bill of Rights sets the floor for discipline and due process. So if you repeal it, and don't put anything back, you'll have basically a patchwork of discipline and due process across the state.
Smith says the hearings are a starting point. The legislation will almost certainly change shape between the end of the last hearing and the start of the session in January. Still, the hearings have prompted outcries from people who say the proposals are extreme, as well as those who say they don't go far enough. The Senate's 15 Republican members sent a letter to Senate President Bill Ferguson on Monday, urging him to cancel the hearings. They wrote that the bills are, quote, far-left anti-police bills that have been floating around Annapolis for years. On the other side, the ACLU of Maryland wrote in a statement on Monday that the proposals don't go far enough. The group calls for police officers to be removed from schools and for Baltimore City to regain control over its police department. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.